none but the hungry heart. 6:27. Truth or consequences. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. 1 John 2:14. Experience may ratify or it may repudiate truth. The word alone to faith is truth unalterable. If I allow the thought that what I am toward God will in some way or other affect what God is toward me, I shall be filled with the spectrum of bondage. But when I see that what God is toward me is altogether the outcome of what he is, and that he is this through knowing perfectly what I am, it puts my heart in the right direction for liberty. God speaks to us according to his estimate of our standing, our position. It may not be our heart's experience. There is a distinctness between the operation of the Spirit of God in bringing me unto the Lord Jesus, bearing witness to me of God's love, and of the efficacy of what Christ has done, and his operation in my soul to produce the image of his Son. That which is the subject of experience is what is produced in my soul, whereas that which gives me peace is his testimony to the work and life of Christ. A Christian who doubts the Father's love to him, and who looks for peace to that which passes in his own heart, is doubting God's truth. The word is the revelation God has given of himself. It displays the love of God towards us, and what is in his heart. I can trust the declaration of what is in God's heart, and not what I think of myself. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:6.